Capture or Kill by Tom Marcus, read by Jason Langley. Stumbling, a junkie badly in need of a fix. It's raining and my filthy jeans and ripped parka are already soaked through. Rainwater squeezes in through the holes in my trainers and I start coughing. A nasty rattling that makes me sound as if I'm properly sick. Through half-closed eyes I can see the abandoned building, but I don't head straight for it. Instead, I lurch into a corner of the disused park opposite and collapse under a tree that gives at least some protection from the downpour. Surrounded by bits of old tinfoil that glint in the passing lights of the odd car, I catch sight of a broken syringe and an old burned spoon. Under the penetrating smell of cat shit, I can detect the faint but distinct odour of heroin, like rancid vinegar burning its way into my nose. Flipping the hood of my parka up with a grimy hand, I fix my gaze on the door of the building opposite. From 03, I have direct on the house. I can give them away but can't go with. Talking into my radio, my voice is hushed but clear. Now my team knows I'm in position. The targets are inside, and as soon as they move, we can keep control of them. All I have to do now is what junkies do best, wait. My cover is good. No one would believe the foul-smelling, disheveled wreck slouched under the tree surrounded by syringes and other junkie paraphernalia could be an undercover surveillance officer. Which is fortunate, as in this rundown area of Birmingham, the drug gangs pretty much own the streets, and if they made you as police, you'd be dead. And the truth is, most surveillance officers wouldn't be capable of doing it in a convincing way. It's one thing looking and smelling the part. Anyone can put on piss-soaked jeans and a grimy t-shirt, leave off shaving or washing for a few days, get some nicotine stains on their fingers and dirt under their nails. It's another thing to walk and talk like a down-and-out, to think like someone who survives on the streets, to really live the part. For me, though, it comes naturally. I grew up on the streets like this. I learned the hard way how to survive, and though, thank God, I never became an addict, I spent a lot of time with people who did, which made me a unique asset within the intelligence services. I wasn't comfortable working in posh areas like Chelsea, trying to blend in with the upper classes. But out here, getting into the mindset of a hardcore junkie was no problem at all. Which might have explained my nickname during training, Tramp. They didn't call me that for long, though.
Roger that, 03. You have 08 in close to support you and Charlie 77 has taken note of all the vehicle registration numbers in the area. Basic knowledge.
The team leader, Lee, already had control of this operation, making sure the operations officers back at Thames House were in the loop but also responding instantly to us.